Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Travis with Blog Talk Radio's Shibboleth Reloaded podcast number 8. Those that aren't listening in today are going to miss out. Yes, we have the creative title for today's show, Huge Salads That Help You Lose 1 Pound a Day. Boy, that took some creativity, didn't it? But you know what? Experience tells this old boy that we'll have a lot of listeners today. Why will we have a lot of listeners today? Well, because we said you can lose up to 1 pound a day. And folks quickly did the math and said, oh, Lord, help. Does that mean that I can lose 30 pounds in 30 days? And they're tuning in. They want to hear how in the world can a huge salad help them lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days? Do you know it can be done? One of the questions that I used in the post, so, you know, one day, by the way, we got to get somebody really good at, and I am really good at it, by the way. I'm really good at it, but I don't have a lot of time to sit and think in a think tank. One day we're going to be able to have somebody with their own office that sits around and comes up with great titles, with great hooks, you know, so that this stuff sounds like that it's built and thought through and all this good stuff, and we'll have titles better than Huge Salads That Help You Lose 1 pound per day. The truth is that I'm obsessed with weight loss and nutrition, have been for a very long time, because I know what it's done for me, losing weight. I've lost more than 100 pounds and kept it off, and I know what it will do for the blind. What do I mean by the blind? I'm talking about those, I ain't talking about someone that doesn't have their eyesight. That's not what the Bible was talking about when it talked about folks needing eyes to see and ears. Blind to how much impact that losing weight would have on their quality of life. I mean, they've gotten just fixed in a rut and in quest, if you will. You know, there's an old saying that says, what's the difference between the rut and the grave? Only the depth. And that's what's wrong. People are stuck. So I'm obsessed. I want to help them get up out of that rut. I mean, if I wasn't obsessed with it, knowing what I know, I'm not going to sit here and debate with you about, the various success or lack thereof I've had in life. I'm not really good at anything but this, but I'm really good at this. I'm good at it. I can help you lose weight. I can help you keep that weight off. So I'm sitting here in a position where I really believe in my heart of hearts, that's deep, that I have got a solution for people that are dying. physically and prematurely dying before it's their time. The Bible says you can shorten your days and you can lengthen them. Okay, so even though we're going to talk a little bit about time that you have here on this earth today, you can shorten your days or you can lengthen them by your actions. Certainly, it's appointed one time for you to die according to Scripture. And a lot of folks say, when it's your time to go, you're going to go. No, 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 that's not true. You can shorten your days or you can lengthen your days according to the Scripture. Don't believe me? Oh, what did it mean when it said if you honor mother and father, you can prolong your days? What did that mean? It meant you've got some choices to make. And if you make good choices and good decisions, even though God knows when that time will be that He finally calls you home, you can lengthen that time or shorten it. It is up to you. And it will be determined by the decisions that you make. You can make better decisions. So I'm sitting here, and I feel like that I've got some tools and resources, some intellectual property, if you will, that will change people's lives in a big way. And I'm not just talking about what ends up on a meal plan. That's not what I'm talking about. I feel like we've also figured out how to trigger people in a way where they can modify their behaviors on a permanent basis. Certainly nothing we talk about is new. Nothing anyone talks about is new. Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But what we do have that's unique and new and uncommon is the way that we packaged it all, coupled with experience in dealing with tens of thousands of people, watching them. Why hadn't I heard of this? If you're new, you might be asking, why hadn't I heard of what's it called? Shibby? Maybe you've never heard of it. Well, it's because of what we talk about, the things that we talk about. To so many people, it's just foolishness what we talk about. Again, I'll point you to the scripture. It was by the foolishness of preaching that people were saved. So if you don't have an ear to hear, you don't have a heart to discern what we're going to talk about and what we're going to say today, then, hey, it's just a waste of your time. But if you'll open your mind, if the time is right for you and you'll open your mind, open your heart to what we're going to begin teaching today and talking about today, your life will be changed. I can't help but become passionate about this because it's not going to change your life. If you've been suffering with being overweight, obese, or morbidly obese, losing the weight isn't going to change your life a little bit. It's going to change it a whole lot. It's time for you to reach out and grab your freedom. You've got to grab that freedom, folks. Got to do it.
Go back to England and tell them that Scotland's daughters and her sons are yours no more. Tell them Scotland is free.
We're free. Yeah, we're free. I love that movie, Braveheart. Don't you love some of the scenes in that movie? That's people beeping at me. See, people beeping at me. I had to cut the sound down. Because you know why? They eating and they losing weight and they want to know more. That can be you if it's not already you. But anyway, Braveheart. I love that movie, Braveheart. You know, where he gives that speech. And then I like the one where they got the blue paint on their face. Have you ever seen that? And he says, look, yeah, if you stand here and you fight, you may die. In other words, you may fail. But if you run, you're going to be enslaved by the English. What will you do many years from now as old folk? Thinking back, reflecting back, the time you had in your youth to stand and fight. And to realize you didn't do it, how many of you would give anything to go back in time to this place, standing here on the battlefield, and declare that you're free and you're free indeed? I'm asking you that. How many of you are going to keep going the way you're going? Maybe you're 30. Maybe you're 30 years old and you got small children. And you're thinking, hey, I'm gonna tackle this in the future. I'm gonna tackle it when it's easier to tackle it. How many of you 40 kids getting grown? You start thinking about college for them, and you think when I'm an empty nester, I'll start working out. How many of 50, 60, 70 still got a yearning, still got a desire to do your best? I don't even know. You know, there comes a point in time where it ain't even about losing a weight. It's just that you know you haven't done your best, and you want to do your best. It's time. It's time. All right, we're going to talk about how you can lose a lot of weight and lose it fast and lose it healthfully today. But I want to talk to you about something that's killing you, absolutely killing you. You're killing yourself, and you're killing time. It's called procrastination. Procrastination. Listen, you can't create more time. Now, a lot of the personal development books will tell you, you know, how you create time. You don't create time. We all have 24 hours in a day. That's all you got. 24 hours in a day. You've got 24 hours in a day. I've got 24 hours in a day. Marco Rubio has 24 hours in a day. Donald Trump has 24 hours in a day. Hillary Clinton has 20. We all got 24 hours in a day. That's it. That's all you got. But we all use the time we're given differently. Now, for unsuccessful people and for people who have become unhealthy, the difference is they're using their time to kill themselves. They're engaged in unhealthy thoughts, activities, behavior. They're engaged in all these things until they become a habit. The time that you have is killing you. It's destroying your life. All because you've convinced yourself that spending a little time, no, really, I can't even say you're spending any additional time eating, shopping. All you're doing is redirecting that. When you participate in a great program like Shibboleth, all you're doing is redistributing where you spent your money. Spending the same money, less. I know a lot of you don't believe that, but you ain't been doing the program long enough if you don't believe that. Everything you need is going to come from the grocery store. A can of tuna is a can of tuna. A can of Hormel chili is a can of Hormel chili. Look, you're just redistributing where you spend your money. Instead of buying Sunbeam white bread, whiter the bread, the quicker you're dead. You're buying Nature's Own Double Fiber Wheat Bread or Healthy Life Bread. You're just redistributing where you spend your money. You still was going to the grocery store, so it ain't wasting any more time than you were wasting before. Then you got other folks that I can't do it. It's too difficult. I don't have time to learn the system. Oh, hogwash. You got time to learn what them dance moms is doing on the television. My family, I don't watch it. They watch them dance moms. Dance moms. Don't be offended. It's just an opinion. I'm probably wrong about it anyway. But that's the most ridiculous show I've ever seen. And we're going to invest time in that. We want to learn, you know, I don't even know what you're learning. You're going to watch dance moms. Going to watch CSI. Going to learn how to, when are you going to use that skill set that you're learning from the CSI? Or are you going to watch Days of Our Lives? But you're going to tell me you don't have time to learn how to eat? Nobody's ever taught you. Now we're teaching you. You don't have time for that. Well, Travis, you just ramble too much. You ramble too much if them videos was shorter. Still, even if you listen to my rambling, it ain't going to take you but 7 classes before you know the basics. If you don't want to go further than that, you don't have to. Tens of thousands of lives have been changed over the last decade just with the basics that takes up maybe 5 hours, maybe 5 hours of time. How much time have you wasted in a single day watching television? How much time have you spent in a month on social media? It's a bunch of bull. It's a bunch of bull. When you say, hey, I just don't have time to learn it, that's bull. I don't like your style of teaching. Do you know how many classes I paid for when I went to college and had to sit and listen to professors that I didn't like, but I learned so I could get out of the class. You come and you learn this stuff, and you move on with your life if you want to. Certainly, we got a robust Shibola family, a family full of zealots, and we're friends helping friends, but you don't got to go with us if you don't like us. We're going to love you. We're going to support you anyway. But I'm trying to shake you that you need some help. It's appointed, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men and women once to die. But after this, the judgment. You're going to die, friend. You're going to die one day. Are you satisfied with what you've accomplished? You might be saying or thinking, we're talking about weight, you know, losing some weight. You're taking this too serious. Nothing else in your life is going to matter until you overcome this problem. Nothing else you've accomplished is going to matter. I'm convinced that a person, I've been there. Hey, it's just like Nathan told David, thou art the man. I get it. I've been there too. But I believe this with all my heart. Until you can learn to live a disciplined and clean life. I ain't talking about bathing. You need to do that too. But godliness and living a right life, doing your best, is about staying clean internally, externally. You organize your thought. You got to do that. You got to do this. You're never going to be completely content and fulfilled until you do this, until you take care of this. I don't care if you get that new car you want. I don't care if you get that new house you want. Hey, those things, if they get taken from you, you can get them back. But here we are wasting time. You can't get that time back. You can't buy time. You can't grow it. I heard Michael Jackson was cryogenically frozen. Too bad. Waste of money. He ain't going to get his time back. You can't grow time. You can't create more time. Once time is gone, it's gone. And here's the thing about time. You don't know how much more time you have. You don't know. You know how much time you've had here. You know how old you are. You know how long you've been upon the earth. You know how long you've been living and breathing. You know that. That's established. The past can easily be established. What's happened? You know the truth of your life. You know what you've done good. You know what you've done bad. You know how much time you've had here. You know how many times you've said you're going to lose weight and haven't lost it. You know how much time you've spent here. But you do not know how much time you have remaining. That app that's on Facebook where it says, find out when you're going to die. That's a bunch of bull. That's a bunch of baloney. We all know that's baloney because we know only God knows the appointed time and day that we're getting a ticket out of here. You know how much time you've had, but you don't know how much time you've got left. But if you've got weight to lose, you're trying to convince yourself to start tomorrow. And tomorrow will turn into a week from now. A week from now, turn into a month from now. A month from now, a year from now. Then 10 years is gone. Snap out of it, sugar britches. We give ourselves way too much time to accomplish things that we want to accomplish. I will make a post from time to time to get somebody's attention. And it will say, lose up to 20 pounds in these many days, or lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. It's inevitable that I get someone send me a message that says, false advertising. I will tell you this, losing 20 to 30 pounds in 30 days is not typical. Losing weight on this program is typical. Losing fair amounts of weight is typical. But let me say this. Losing, if you've got more than 50 pounds to lose, listen carefully. If you've got more than 50 pounds to lose and you've convinced yourself it's going to take forever, you've listened to the lie of the devil. Because if you've got more than 50 to lose, you can lose up to 30 in 30. It should be typical. But Travis, I've always been told that's unhealthy. Not if you 50 pounds or more overweight. And you know what? We wouldn't say it if many, many people on Planet Shibboleth hadn't done it. Are there unhealthy ways to lose that much weight? Certainly, but we're not talking about unhealthy ways. We're talking about very healthy and tasty ways to lose 30 pounds in 30 days if you're more than 50 pounds overweight. What about us that's only got 30 or less to lose? Well, you could lose a half a pound a day if you'd get your arse up and get moving. But you got to want it. You got to have a why. We give ourselves too much time to accomplish things that we want to accomplish. We give ourselves time that we don't really know if we have. Read a study one time that come out from a Bible source. I can't recall it, but I thought, man, I got to read that, and I went and read it. May have been from WebMD. I don't know. You can go Google and find it. But it said that one of the myths about weight loss was that you needed to lose it slow. When in fact, people that lose it slow, in other words, they get in a 100 to 200 calorie deficit per day deficit, and they lose a pound, a half pound to a pound a week, that they fare better. That's a myth. They don't, because you see, they never got any momentum, and they give up and quit. Now, if you've got 5 pounds to lose, that's different. But if you got 10, 15, 20, you can lose a quarter pound up to a half a pound a day pretty easily if you'll just get your arse in gear. You can lose, if you got more than 30 pounds to lose, you can lose up to a pound a day. And I can motivate, I guarantee you that the listening audience today, several of you are like, I'm already ready to do it. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do, preacher. Tell me. I'm going to do it. And you know what? You'll have the best intentions in the world. And get up tomorrow and have a perfect breakfast. Yeah, I'm going to lose a pound a day, man. I can already see it. Strutting my stuff on the beach. Yeah. You already can see it. But by lunch, you smell a chimichanga and you don't know what to do with yourself. Good grief. You're giving yourself too much time. You know what you do on that day two, lunchtime, and they bring the donuts in there. And you start talking to yourself. Start talking to yourself all wrong. Say, well, the boss man brought them in here. I better just have one. Brother Travis said this was a lifestyle and that I could have 6 holidays a month. So I'm going to take one today because the boss man bought them and I want boss man to know I'm enjoying, or boss woman, I want him or her to know that I'm enjoying this chocolate-covered donut. Might help me. You'll talk to yourself in some of the craziest ways, rationalizing and justifying doing it again. It just beats all. It just, dadgummit, it just beats all. When if you would have avoided that thing, if you had 60 pounds to lose, in 90 days, that weight's gone. And then you can eat the donut and have abs too. Because we get 12 holidays a month where you can eat anything you want to eat. Y'all got to snap out of it. It makes me so mad that the diet devil has duped so many of us. Stop it. Stop it. Please, would you just stop it? You can do this, but you're going to have to declare war. You're going to have to get revenge against the diet devil. When I get back, we're going to talk more on this, and then we'll get to the huge salad that can help you lose a pound a day. I'm going to tell you why it works. I'm going to get into detail. If people ain't listening, you need to go get them and bring them, because I'm going to get into detail. I'm going to tell you everything you want to know about how to eat good fats in the proper ratio so that you eliminate more jiggly, itchy fat that's trapped on your side, trapped on your arse, trapped on your abdomen. I'll be right back. Let's play a little war music. Y'all want a little war music? I want some war music. I'm back. I play that music when I need to evoke my dark half. You know, you've got one too. You've got a dark half. And I don't call it my dark half because it's bad. I call it because there are times we just need to toughen up. You guys, y'all need to toughen up. I need to toughen up. You know, or we're not going to achieve any goals. Time's going to keep on slipping, right? Don't you want to lose this weight? Don't you want to get it off once and for all? I just told you how to put pressure on yourself. Pressure. You're going to have to put pressure on yourself if you're going to become all you have always wanted to become. If you're going to become that you dreamed about becoming, go places that you dreamed about going, you're going to have to put some pressure on yourself. The time, if you feel like you have endless time, there'll be no pressure. That's why there's no time in heaven, because all the worry, all the stuff, we won't be eating the type of food we eat here, right? We won't be eating that type of food. We'll have, some people would argue that point, but we will have celestial bodies, and we won't need bread anymore, will we? We'll just need the word. That's all that we're going to need in heaven. And there'll be no time there. So there'll be no worry. There'll be no pressure, right? But here, to accomplish anything, you got to go through a refining fire. You've got to apply pressure. Think about a piece of coal. What can we get from a piece of coal, a chunk of coal? We can get a diamond. But the only way that we can get the diamond from coal is to put the coal under immense pressure, frustration, and understanding the value of time create pressure, the pressure that you need to move on to being the diamond you were created to be. Did you hear that? You need to apply. Nobody else is going to love you enough to apply pressure. Not when you become a grown person. Think about it. If you're sitting there waiting on somebody to come fix this for you, nobody, the closest one that in your life that's going to come to fixing this for you would be your doctor. What? A doctor? Yeah, as far as people on this earth, and I'm not talking about the great physician, I'm talking about your doctor, your medical doctor. Because at some point you're going to go in there and he's going to say, you know, there's not a whole lot I can do if you keep going in this direction. But you know what? He's got, she's got hundreds if not thousands of patients. They don't have time to handhold you and babysit you and make you do it. They just don't. Your mama, your daddy, your kids, they're going to encourage you to do it, but they can't make you do it. In fact, after a while, they just give up trying. They don't want to hurt your feelings. The only one that can love, they don't love you enough to hurt your feelings. That's just the darn truth. Not repeatedly. You're going to have to love yourself enough to be tough with yourself. Not to hate yourself, not to get down, but you're going to have to love yourself enough to get your head out of the sand. And then ask the great physician for some help. Get involved with a group like this group to travel with you. That can make this a lot more fun. But you'll have to apply the pressure. Nobody's going to make you do it. We call our members from time to time. Check on them. A lot of them appreciate it. Most of them appreciate it. Every once in a while we'll have someone say, you only called me back when it was time to renew. And we ain't even paid attention to that. Anybody that's hung around Shibboleth very long knows we're just all over the place. You know, we're a small team, a small ministry trying to help a lot of people. We don't even think like that. We should, but we don't most of the time. If you ever get anything about renewing, it's probably because some member said, I lapsed. I wish y'all would have reminded me. It's like, you know, right now $50 a year. So it's but anyway, let me go on. So they'll say to us, well, I don't want to be a part of it because nobody called and checked on me. And we'll look and we'll see where we did. And every once in a while, you'll have somebody slip through the cracks. Most time, we'll see where we called and called and called and left voicemails and then gave up because we didn't want to annoy someone trying to check on them. But they don't remember it or didn't get it, whatever. But my point is that that poor person, that bless their heart, they're waiting on somebody to make them do this. And nobody's going to make you do it. You've got to do it because you want to do it. You've got to do it because you want to do it. You want this. You've got a why. You've got a big reason, and you're so frustrated with where you're at that you've decided to make a change, and you know that you don't have endless time to get it done. Then you'll do it fast. You'll do it fast. We got people get started, and then on day two, they make a mistake and say, see, I can't do it. I quit. I think people are content with being, they'd rather be a perfect pebble than a flawed diamond. You ever seen a perfect diamond? I bet not. When I was looking for my wife a ring, an engagement ring, I went and I looked and they said, all these diamonds got flaws in them. You couldn't afford one without any flaws. It was flawless. And that kind of hurt my feelings for her a little bit. And I said, well, what? Just wondering, what would a perfect diamond cost? We don't know because you can't hardly find one, but it costs way more than you got. We went through some conversation like that. Some of you know more about diamonds than I do. I know enough to get through this little example. That's about it. But I finally found one that it was a flawed diamond, but the way it was flawed resonated with me for some reason, and it's the one I wanted her to have. Didn't see any flawed diamonds, flawless diamonds in my search for diamonds. I seen a lot of flawed ones that had character. But we deal with people every day. If they can't be perfect, if they just can't be perfect, then they're just not going to do it. So they're going to settle for being an overweight, out of shape person who doesn't try, doesn't do their best. They won't ever have to say, again, I started and failed. I started and made a mistake. They won't ever have to do it again. Yeah, they're not losing because they didn't try to win, and they're a perfect pebble. I'd rather be a flawed diamond. What about y'all? I'd rather be all I can be. In fact, there's never been but one perfect diamond as it equates to being a human being, and that was Jesus. Jesus was perfect. And I'm glad I got just enough Jesus in me that I've been made a diamond. But there's flaws. And here's the thing about a diamond. This comes to mind right now. I remember them giving me that looking glass thing to look. I couldn't see. That diamond that I got her, it looked perfect to me until they give me that little looking glass, that little magnifying glass. And then I had to really look deep into that diamond. And then I could see just a couple of little flaws in there. Just a couple. And I thought, wow, there they are. Well, see, ain't that the way this works? You got enough Jesus in. You're covered by His blood. Only He knows about the experiences that have flawed you. But I guarantee you, in His eyes, you're perfect. If you'll just try, if you'll just do your best. Oh, sure, you can try to convince me you're doing your best, and I might believe you. But if you're not doing your best, your heart pricks at you. It convicts you. That's why over there it said, oh, you know, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, isn't it? Listen, y'all, it's hard to go against that still small voice that's on the inside of you. You may have rationalized and justified doing any number of wrong things. But when you get still and things get quiet, it won't hold water, will it? Oh, sure, your next door neighbor may be a whore. Oh, yeah, I said it. I wanted to wake you up. May be a whore. May be a slut. Right? Ooh, he ought not talk like that. I think I rated this one PG-13. I don't know. And that may make you feel better that she's all messed up in that area of her life. May make you feel better. See there, I'm better than her. What does the Bible say about that? There was a Pharisee and a publican, and the Pharisee stood there with his little nose up in the air and said, God, I do all these things, and I do it for you, and I do so good, and I'm so glad I'm not like this little publican. And the little publican wouldn't even look up toward heaven, got down on his knees and smote his breast and said, woe is me, a sinner. Who went away from prayer time justified? Jesus said it was the publican that went away justified. So you can't compare yourself to anybody. Their best is different than your best. Take my son, for example. He's an inexperienced little lad. He's 12 years old. Have to remind myself that my best, with all of my experience, is quite different than his best. But yet you take my wife. She's smarter than me. Her best, her capacity to do good, may be better than my capacity to do good because she's smarter than me. But see, God knows all that. So before you look on others and allow them to be their shortcomings to be your justification for being overweight and not doing your best, you need to look in the mirror and say, am I doing my best? Because you can't help that person up until you start doing your best. You can't be a light to them. You've taken your light and you've hid it instead of putting it up on a candlestick so that all might see. Won't you lead the pack? Why you got to be content to sit back there in the background or on the bench not doing your best while other people struggle and strive and try to do good? Why don't you get up and do something with your life before your fire, before your light's extinguished? I like to think about that scripture in the virgins, the 10 virgins. There was 5 that had oil in their lamps, and there were 5 that had no oil in their lamps. And when the bridegroom came, when the time was over, it was all over. That's when it's time to give up the ghost. And here come them 5 virgins with no oil in their lamps, wanting to borrow a little oil from the virgins that had the oil in their lamps. And them 5 with the oil said, we got just enough for us. Look, I'd love to help some people. I'd love to force people to lose weight. I'd love to. But I got just enough why, just enough reason to do it inside of me to keep me going. I got just enough on my plate that I can stay in the game. I can set a good example with my eating habits. But I can't do it for anybody. You've got to get the oil. You've got to pour the oil in your lamp. That's your why, your reason for doing it. I can tell you about a huge salad that'll help you lose a pound a day. But if you ain't got the willpower and the self-discipline and the want to and the drive and the determination and the persistence to use what I'm teaching you, you won't lose the weight. You're wasting your time. But while you're wasting time, somebody else we're talking to is doing it. I've been watching these 2 ladies on the Facebook. Man, it does my heart good. I'll be sitting there. I hear something beep on the phone, go and look, and I see 2 of them just sitting there together smiling. Smiling and taking a selfie, getting their life back. Talking about how they're doing it, how much weight they've lost. They fired up. They're getting it done. They've declared war on the enemy. Why don't you do that? It losing weight, mate. If you've got a good life, don't let good be the enemy of great. Listen, if you've got a good life and you're overweight, it's going to take all the good in your life, and it's going to multiply, expand on it. It's going to be great, but you got to do this. Quit trying to be perfect every day. You get 6 holidays a month if you're in the weight loss mode where you can eat anything you want, as long as all of your other days are perfect. And I mean perfect. and perfect on planet Shibboleth isn't difficult to do. Here's some questions you need to ask yourself. What do you want to accomplish and what is your why? And then ask yourself that every day. Why are you wasting time on things that actually hurt you and make you unhappy? If you've had a perfect day on this program, you know after a couple of perfect days, you're so much happier. Why didn't you continue on? Well, the devil, Travis, the devil, the devil deceives me. Yeah, but those of us that know the Lord and have gotten some experience in the faith are not ignorant about the devices of the devil. That includes the diet devil and his minions, called white bread, white rice, white pasta, and all their kinfolk. All right. Can you lose it fast? Is it unhealthy to lose it fast? No. And I want to say again today, I'm on this kick, last three radio shows, of saying the same thing. There's as many ways to do things as there are people to do them. Okay? This is my way. This is my beliefs. And there's all kind of different variables, different permutations. There's a million ways to even do what I teach, as long as you stick to the foundational principles, meaning the following. If you don't have all access to all the classes, go get access right now. All access at www.travismartinweightloss.com. Go to www.travismartinweightloss.com. That tells you my story, gives you an incredible deal that you won't get anywhere else. www.travismartinweightloss.com. Fill that out. We'll get you all access to the classes, the recipes, the content, everything. If you're a member, you know there's a million ways to be successful, but you must know the foundational program. Number one, it starts with blessing the name of the Lord in your personal way, not the way others do it, in your unique way, your personal way. I'll put it this way. I talk about my wife a lot. I don't spend personal time with anyone but her. The friends we have, I don't see them individually without her. I mean, our life is she and I and our children and our dog and Shibboleth. That's our life. We do interact with lots and lots and lots of people, but intimacy is there in that little home, and we've got a unique relationship, okay? That, and I'll give you an example, and this is how we should find a relationship with God. Not a doctrinal one. I know a lot of people just booed to that. Nothing wrong with doctrine. Nothing wrong with having your traditions if that's what you need to do, want to do. But you will still need a personal relationship that's unique with your Heavenly Father. This is the foundational program. Because a thing that does not start right will not end right, and it will not end successfully, and it will not sustain itself. Take my wife, for example. I've always called her Sasha. Sasha. That's how I pronounce it, Sasha. But when I got to know her, her people, her friends from her past, they all call her Sasha. Sasha, Sasha, and I called her Sasha, right? Well, I remember first time I called her Sasha in front of her mom. Her mom said, "You pronounce her name Sasha." See, everybody, there's your doctrine, right? Pronounced it Sasha, but I pronounced it Sasha. Now all the people that never heard anybody else pronounce it but me call her Sasha because they've heard me call her Sasha. But she brought up Sasha. And her mom said, almost an admonishment, said, "It's Sasha." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I was trying to make a good impression, right? So I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'll start calling her Sasha." And then she shook her head, no, and smiled at me, made me feel good, affirmed me, and said, "No, I actually like the way it sounds when you say her name." And you know why I think she did? Because she heard love. She heard love in it. She heard love in how I pronounced her daughter's name. Well, see, that should be your relationship with God. God has given you a new name on a white stone that nobody knows but you and Him, right? You've read that in the scripture. What does all that mean? That means that there's some uniqueness in the relationship. Y'all, nobody else can share what you and God can share. If the only time you're sharing with God is in church in front of others, there's something missing. You need, just like you need to save something. I hate to see couples, I hate to see husbands and wives that they share more outside the marriage than they do in the. I think you should save something for your spouse, right? I've heard people go and bash their spouse, and I was once in a relationship that way. They bash each other outside. They don't even know the other one's got a problem with them or hadn't been paying attention, and they go bash them to friends, to acquaintances even. My gosh. They don't have a unique relationship. You've got to save something for God. You can go to church. You can go to a place of worship. But if that's the only time there's any intimacy, you don't have a real tight relationship with the man upstairs, with our Heavenly Father. Just giving you something to think about. You need that sweet, tender, personal relationship with God. That's going to be the wind in the sails for you during your weight loss and wellness program. You've got to get that right first. Being vulnerable with your God and letting God touch you, give you unction, give you desire, sow a why into your heart. Okay? Now, you can get some zeal from that, some enthusiasm. Now you need the knowledge. And there's a foundation. First, you have to know exactly what a perfect day is, how we define it. If you so much as lick the cheese dust off a Dorito, that is a holiday. You get 6 holidays a month during the weight loss phase where you can eat anything you want to eat. I don't care how much or what. As long as your other days are still perfect, you're going to be successful. It's a system, and it works for everyone. After 2 perfect days, you're in efficient fat burning. Now you can lock it down and rip off the knob and burn that fat. Okay? So know what a perfect day is. Know how to define a holiday. And then you just work your shield. You drink your water, you journal, you learn the food combinations that shut down the fat bus, eat in the right portion, and you just do it. You do it every day. You do it every day. Then you can plan a holiday. You get 6 a month, or you might have a snack accident, I've seen somebody say. Accident, right? You have an unplanned holiday. But you get 6 a month. In the maintenance mode, you get 12. If you go over 6 when you're trying to lose weight, you call for a Mayday. Let us help you. That's the foundation. But within that foundation, there's many ways to do it. There's fast ways and faster ways. If you're losing 1% of your body weight a week, you're losing body fat extremely rapidly. So you're a 300-pound person, you're averaging 3 a week. I didn't say 3 every week. Some weeks is 5, some weeks is 2. You know, if you're losing weight on average per week, 1% of your body weight, you're doing great. But are there ways to do it faster? Yes. Exercise will make it happen faster. But are there ways even without exercise? Yes. It's called proper combining of macronutrients. If you combine macronutrients the way I teach you to combine them, whether you're following the regular Shibola Shield and all that variety, or you're doing specific things like I do them to lose weight faster, more rapidly, then you can exploit the program. You can make things go a lot faster. There's what we call recharge challenge menus. People will call them challenges, recharge menus. They've got all kind of names now. If you want to see a handful of them, go to myshibboleth.com, look on the homepage, and you'll see some sample challenges. One of my favorite things to do, I'd almost call it my favorite, but there's two or three that I like, and it depends on the mood I'm in. But this one is using hemp hearts, hemp flakes, hemp oil. Anytime you get your good fats at a ratio high enough above your carbohydrate, but yet in the right ratio to fiber and protein, you will lose body fat so fast it will blow your mind. This is where that whole thing comes into play, losing up to 30 pounds in 30 days. You do it with hemp hearts, hemp flakes, hemp powder, hemp oil. I'll give you some examples in just a moment, but I want to make a point that, let me get my papers out here, make a few points today about hemp hearts. There's other foods out there that you could use that you would get a similar effect from, but you won't get this effect. So I say, why not just use these? Hemp hearts are amazing. First, life and death begins in your digestive system, your bowel, your colon, your large intestine, small intestine, your stomach. Hemp hearts, eaten the way I'm going to tell you and I'm going to teach you, will restore your digestive health. Restore it. Acid reflux, gone. I mean, yeah, you can accomplish that with the regular program, but this will expedite, this will do it faster. It will even help eventually, if you're consistent, restore any tissue damage that you might have. Hemp hearts are about 50% fat. Well, Travis, I thought fat would make you fat. Not at all. Not when it's omega-3, omega-6, omega-9 in the right ratio. The good fats, a lot of long-chain triglycerides, short-chain triglycerides, medium-chain triglycerides, good, wholesome fats. When you eat hemp hearts, all of that fat is not released in the stomach. So some of it serves to lubricate the small intestine and the large intestines and the colon. When you use hemp hearts with a lot of long fiber foods, berries, green vegetables, squash, that have not been blended, there's no such thing anymore ever again as constipation. Can't happen. Every digestive system will clean out perfectly. Did y'all hear that? So you can restore your digestive system. Somebody shout. You can destroy your digestive system, or restore it, not destroy it, restore it by following specific protocol that utilize hemp hearts, hemp flakes, hemp oil, and hemp powder. You just got to do it. If you're losing your health, talked to a buddy last night who's a Shibboleth member. He's my Pocampo. His name's Jason. Jason needs to do this. If you're listening, Jason, you need to do this, brother. This will restore your health. It's going to help get lots of undigested matter out of you. That's called poop. Undigested poop still in there. It's there. Your digestive system is perfectly capable of cleaning all this out. But you've got to get in those long fiber foods coupled with these good fats, these good hemp hearts. Now, without the protein, it would still improve our digestive health, but we would not lose as much body fat and we would not preserve our muscle. Now, the hemp hearts are going to give you energy. Once your digestive system adjusts to them, you're going to find that your energy goes through the roof to the point that there's a sense of euphoria. If you'll consume at least 5 tablespoons of hemp hearts a day with long fiber foods every morning, everything changes for you. You're going to increase your metabolism. You're going to restore damaged tissue and make that tissue healthy again. You're going to become healthier on a cellular level. Now, I do want to say this. If you don't understand that hemp hearts are a superfood and how to combine them or are not using one of my specific menus, you're going to get diarrhea. And it won't be controllable. What about the other way, Brother Travis? What about eating it like you're going to tell us and like you've already mentioned? Not a problem. You'll have them good, healthy stools on the top side of the commode water. All right? Nasty. TMI. But you will. But here's the thing I love about hemp hearts. Take a negative, turn it into a positive. If you're not eating right and you're eating a lot of starch and sugar and processed foods, hemp hearts will tell on you. You could tell me you're eating right, having perfect days, but be eating a lot of white bread, white rice, white pasta, or all their kin folks, colas, candy, and you'll get diarrhea. And if I know you've been eating hemp hearts and you say, I got diarrhea and been eating them hemp hearts, but I got the diarrhea, I'm going to know you hadn't cleaned up your diet and are eating hemp hearts, hoping they're a miracle fix. They're not a miracle fix if you're doing everything wrong. You got to do things right. But if you do it right, it's going to change your life. Hemp hearts, hemp flakes, hemp powder for your shakes, and the hemp oil. So how would I do this? Well, here's one way to do it. Now, you could break this into 3 salads, but take a 3 to 4 quart bowl. Fill it up. Spinach, iceberg, romaine, whatever lettuce. I know iceberg doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it, but it's bulk, right? So just 3-4 quarts, even more. If you want more spinach, want more iceberg, want more, that's fine. You'd rather have 3 bowls, but you get up in the morning. I know we're talking about a salad, but I'm going to give you an alternative if you won't eat salad for breakfast. But do it. If you get used to it, man, if it's going to heal you, going to change your life. I mean, what if you went to the doctor and the doctor said, if you don't lose weight, you're going to die. And you said, what's the cure? And he said, you got to eat salads for breakfast. You might go, oh, God, but at least I can survive. Now that's the prescription. Okay. You can do it. Think about it. But anyway, the best way to do it, big salad, bell peppers, if you like. You can even add a good Category 3 like tomato. Add those sweet peppers. Heck, go to Subway like I did the other day. Get all kind of different lettuces, all the ones they've got anyway, and then just add all kind of fibrous vegetables to it. And then add 5 tablespoons of hemp hearts. You can go as high as 8. 5 to 8 tablespoons of hemp hearts. If you were breaking a 3 to 4 quart salad up into multiple bowls to have at different meals instead of grazing out of one big bowl all day, then, you know, you just divide the 5 to 8 up. So in other words, if I'm having 3 meals, then I'm basically going to have 2 to 3 tablespoons of hemp hearts per meal on my salad. If you eat hemp hearts too late at night, you may not be able to sleep. They give you that much energy. Good fats equal good energy. Complete protein we're talking about here. Amazing amino acid profile. Then I'm going to use an approved salad dressing. And optionally, you can add the hemp oil. I use, it's a dressing, it's a hemp heart dip or dressing sauce that I put on my salads. And then I will put on an approved salad dressing. I feel like my results are better when I do that. And I love the taste of that oil, that dressing sauce. Love it. Listen to some of the recipes we've got here. Listen to this. This is how I make some of these dressings. Italian, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of chopped roasted peppers, 1 tablespoon of Parmesan cheese, and I just add 3-4 tablespoons. I usually just eyeball it of the oil and mix that up together. Great salad dressing. Got Greek, Mediterranean, Oriental. I've asked them to put all of these on the website. It's going to be fantastic salad dressings for you to try. They're amazing, and they're going to help expedite your fat loss. They're going to help lubricate the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. What happens when you get all that undigested matter out of you? You clean out all that waste. I mean, heck, you've got 6 to 10 pounds. If you hadn't cleaned that out, you've got 6 to 10 pounds of your weight on the scale is undigested fecal matter. How are you going to get all that out? All these years of abuse. You got to soften, lubricate in a healthy way the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. These hemp hearts, the oil, these things do that. Now, listen, they do have calories. You can't just go to adding these to everything. You got to do it in the proper food combination, using it as a superfood, or specifically, like I'm telling you today, with these salads. Now, the oil is optional. You could just do it with the hemp hearts, but I love to add the oil. I feel I get much better results. Hemp flakes. I got it's called a Explore Asian Soup Bowl, and it's a category 1 and 2, lean protein and fiber. There's no fat. There's no starch. It's all protein and all fiber. Then I add 3 tablespoons of hemp flakes onto that, not the hemp hearts. You could, but I like the hemp flakes on that soup because they stay crunchy and it gives the soup bowl a much better taste, a much better texture. And I'll focus on soup and salad for a few days. And just, I mean, the body fat comes off like taking a blowtorch to butter and melting it. It's that good. Join the program. Learn to do this. If you're already a member, look for all the new hemp hearts. I'm doing an entire video series just on how to specifically use hemp hearts for extreme fat loss, healthy fat loss, lose up to 1 pound a day with ease if you do this. If you don't like salads, what about chocolate? Do you like chocolate? There's a hemp bar that has natural chocolate, hemp hearts, nuts, seeds, berries. You can have that. It's 12 inches long. And you have 1/3 of that bar as a meal replacement. It'll shut appetite down, send your energy levels through the roof. Now you're getting your hemp hearts in a different way than if you were putting them on a salad, if you didn't like salad. Hemp hearts are perfect for energy. They're perfect for energy. If you're already in fat burning, you've already had 2 perfect days, and you start doing this, maybe you wanted to do this. You can play little games with yourself. You have 2 perfect days on Shibboleth. You have a perfect breakfast, perfect lunch, perfect dinner. Not the hemp stuff. You just having regular days. Say that it looked like this for a couple of days. You got up, had a bowl of red berry cereal with Kroger Carb Master milk or fat-free Fairlife. And then for lunch, you had a Wendy's chili, or went to the Mexican restaurant and had a bowl of chicken soup, no rice, or even fajita meat on a La Tortilla factory tortilla. Then for dinner, you had approved baked spaghetti. Let's say you did something like that 2 days in a row. Now you're in efficient fat burning. Well, hemp hearts give you more energy. When you expend more energy and you're already in efficient fat burning mode, you burn even more fat. Hemp hearts satisfy hunger. They improve digestive health. They improve tissue. Listen to what else they do. Jason, if you're listening, please get this. They help with hardened arteries, inflamed joints. They lower blood pressure. They lower blood sugar. They lessen inflammation, lessen joint pain, improve arthritic conditions, improve hair, improve skin, improve nails, improve mental performance. So go on one of these hemp heart regimens, one of these specific meal plans, or just use them as a superfood. If you're incorporating them into the regular program, not using them on the salad, not using the bar, not doing a hemp shake, you're not doing that. You're just incorporating them into your program as a superfood. After you initially lose 5, 10, 15 pounds in 10 days, you'll start losing 1% of your body weight per week like normal, but your internal health will be so much better. If you have more than 30 pounds to lose, and after you lose 5, 10, 15 pounds in your first 10 days, instead of 1%, you'll see an increase over that. You'll still lose half a pound to a pound every day. Now, let's look at someone that's been riding on the Wambulance and crying and blessing their own heart because they've got a lot of weight to lose. Let's say they got 70 pounds to lose. Whether 70 or 500, same difference. You say 70, I'm saying it will all work for you regardless of weight. But say 70 pounds, you're like, golly, man, it's going to take so long. You need to kick your own arse if you're believing that lie. Because if you've only got 70 pounds to lose, so what if you went to Hemp Island? There's a lot of ways to go to Hemp Island. One of the ways is to take a fish or seafood, pan sear it, put hemp flakes all over the top of it, eat that. Do these salads, these different things I'm talking about. If you do those, you could lose 70 pounds in 4 months, problem solved. Rather than going on day after day, year after year, time passing whether you do this or not, and winding up at the same weight or more probably even heavier. Why not go on and get this done, address it as a problem that needs to be resolved, that you have the solution to, and get it done. Put some pressure on yourself, positive pressure, positive reinforcement, to get it done. That's what I want you to do. Look, if you've got questions about any of this stuff, reach out to me. Email me, travisjack777@gmail.com. You can tweet me at TravisMartinTV7. Or you can go sign up for an All Access Pass, and our team moves heaven and earth to get to you and get you started. There's so much content, we'd have to spend hours to go over it all. So, but we will make it easy. We'll get you started off in the right way. We can do the classes in person. We can do them in person over the phone with you. Or we can do them online, live classes, pre-recorded classes, teach you everything you need to know. So go sign up while we still have this offer available, www.travismartinweightloss.com. Sign up, $50 a year right now, and we'll get you going. Now, please, when you're filling out that form, if someone told you about this program that is a member, please put their name in. I think there's a remarks box, but just make sure that we have their name so that we can thank them. We wouldn't be here without our Shibboleth family or without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We appreciate you guys. Hope you have a perfect evening. God bless. Thank you.